Police say they have arrested a man over a New Year's Eve terrorism plot. They will allege he was intending to get a gun to carry out an attack at Melbourne's Federation Square. Victoria Police Deputy Commissioner Shane Patton says the suspect was being watched closely.
The male is one of our high-risk persons of interest. We have been monitoring him for a very lengthy period of time. He's an Australian citizen and he's of Somalian parents. The allegations are that he was planning to commit a terrorist act and that he attempted to obtain a gun to do so. What we will be alleging is that he was intending to use a firearm to shoot and kill as many people as he could in the Federation Square area on New Year's Eve.
The suspect was arrested after raids at his family home in suburban Werribee, at a relative's house at Meadow Heights, and at a small computer company in Footscray, where the man had a part-time job. Deputy Commissioner Patton says police intend to charge the man with a series of terrorism-related charges, including collecting documents to facilitate the attack.
He's accessed documents produced by Al-Qaeda Arabian Peninsula, which is a guidebook in respect to how to commit a terrorist act and also how to use firearms, guns and handguns and rifles.
Police say they decided to make the arrest because the man had been having face-to-face meetings about getting a gun.
This male did not access a firearm. I think it's very important that I provide that reassurance to the public. We were monitoring this person. He has been subject to our active investigation, and at no stage did he access a firearm, albeit that was his intention to do so.
Australian Federal Police Acting Deputy Commissioner Ian McCartney says police around Australia are working hard to stop terrorism plots.
Since September 2014, when the national threat terrorism level was raised to probable, the AFP has been working with its state and territory partners, and so far we've charged 74 people as a result of 31 counter-terrorism investigations. So I think it's a really important point to make that when people continue to make their plans over the Christmas and New Year's period, because at the end of the day, the aim of terrorism is to foster fear and intimidation. But as noted by the results we've given today and the results of this investigation today, I'd like to reassure the people of Victoria that the teams in Victoria, but also around Australia, are working day and night. They're working 24/7 to keep Australia safe.